This episode of the Noise Pop Podcast is powered by Do the Bay, the best resource for finding out what's going on in the Bay Area and beyond. Curated by locals for locals, Do the Bay is the number one event site in the Bay Area. Win tickets to hundreds of events, secret shows, exclusive parties, and more. Visit dothebay.com or download the free Do Stuff app and start doing awesome stuff.
Welcome to a very special edition of the Noise Pop Podcast. Just last month, Noise Pop Festival celebrated its 25th anniversary, and we hosted a live recording of the podcast at Swedish American Hall. In something we like to call Noisemakers Live, we featured unique live performances and short interviews with Diet Sig, Rihanna J, and Andrew St. James in front of a live audience. This was part of Noise Pop Festival's Sunday Smorgasbord, which was a day of cultural programming at Swedish American Hall, presented by our friends at MailChimp. So in a bit of a twist from our usual Noisemakers episodes, what you're about to hear is a live recording that went down on Sunday, February 26th. This is Noisemakers Live. So if you don't have context, if you listen to the podcast or you haven't before, in simple terms, it's a music discovery episode. It's our flagship episode, and we generally do two episodes a month. The first one is always Noisemakers. Today's show, the people that we've chosen, the artists that are coming up on stage, kind of mirror the diversity of the artists that we always feature on the podcast. So different styles of music, people from different walks of life, and there's really no, we don't pigeonhole on genre or anything like that. So I hope that you'll appreciate that that's kind of how we look at the world and how we look at music through a lens of diversity. There's three incredibly talented artists here today. We'll have Andrew St. James, who's a singer-songwriter from San Francisco. We'll have Diet Sig, who's a duo that's rocking from New York. And then the lovely Rihanna J. Those are the three people that we'll have here today, and really excited to share them and their music with you. First up, we have Mr. Andrew St. James, and I'd like to welcome him to the stage. Andrew St. James, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
So you're a rare breed because you're born and bred in San Francisco and you're still here.
Yes. Yes, I am.
I was listening to your music with a friend and we were talking about you and he said something, he described you in a really hilarious way that I wanted to share. He said he's part of this wave of post-Trump troubadours. And it was very tongue-in-cheek. And do you think that that's, you know, what's happening with the administration is like a theme that's going to be popping up in your music a lot more and in music in general? Or
I think music in general, if people are trying to sell something to you. But I mean, I was doing this before Trump. I'm going to probably continue doing it after Trump, if there is an after Trump, which is rather nerve-wracking. But at the same time, I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm disappointed that more people weren't kind of going out there before it was fashionable and saying, yo, this is, you know, certain things are screwed up, or, you know, there's inequality, or, you know, there's people out of work, or, like, you know, we need to pay attention to poor people, or, you know, whatever it is, until something really bad happens and it's fashionable to go out there and say something about it. And so for me, I'm a little disappointed at the artist community for not really going out there publicly, especially larger artists. And so I guess maybe there will be more of it. I assume there will be, but maybe not for the right reasons, exactly.
Speaking on that artist community, and I know this isn't the song that you're going to play, but you did do a song for Dave Eggers and Jordan Kerlin's 30 Songs in 30 Days. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so during the beginning of the kind of rise of the Donald, I wrote a poem called Making It Great Again. It was pretty tongue-in-cheek. It wasn't really about the Donald, or about, you know, I guess it was more about kind of the way things are in general. And I was approached, ended up writing some music for it, and I recorded a demo for it, and through I don't know, people around, got chosen to put that song in that playlist, which was pretty cool. But it was interesting because, you know, listening to the track, it's not really really poignant anti-Donald Trump. It's not like Donald Trump is a wuss or something. It's more people are not paying attention to what's going on and what's, you know, come on, you know, you're buying into some serious bullshit. And so when it came out, definitely got a lot of like Twitter hate, got some serious Twitter hate from, you know, Trump diehards or conservatives or something. And people didn't like political commentary. But it was funny because the song itself really wasn't poignant or pointed towards Donald at all, you know? So I don't know, it's just something that...
We'll make sure to link the song on the blog page for this episode so people can check it out. And 30 Songs in 30 Days is a pretty awesome series that's expanded far beyond 30 songs now that everybody should check out. The song that you are gonna play for us, however, is called Love is the Cancer That Kills All Conditions.
Love is the Cancer That Kills All Conditions.
And that's a mouthful of a title. Tell us like really quickly what that means to you, and then I think we're looking forward to hearing you play.
Okay, yeah, I wrote it in February of this year. I had been dating a girl for some years, was living down in Los Angeles, and I had management down in Los Angeles, and I moved down to Los Angeles, I guess, to be around both girlfriend and management. And right at the same time, on Valentine's Day, unfortunately, last year, those things ceased to be a thing. So Andrew St. Valentine's over here, not good luck. But anyway, so I went back up to San Francisco and, you know, had been kind of thinking about, you know, I guess the way I felt about the whole situation, and sat down, write the song, and song titles are ones I like to play around with a little bit, make them long, unmemorable. And so love is the cancer that kills all conditions, as it is, in a way, seemed to fit at the time.
Right on. Well, without further ado, I'll let you take the stage here. And Andrew St. James, Love is the Cancer That Kills All Conditions.
Oh, saw you standing there by the courtroom with a tender smile on your face. The symbols of a lost misconception rang bells in marching pace. There are five of me drinking memories, standing out there in line. The officer stood there beside me and said, "Honey, we'll all be fine." And I said, "Love is the answer, but what is the question? No one is listening if you got no direction. You are the renaissance, you and I are. Not sure if I need, yeah. Not sure if I need, yeah. Not sure if I need, yeah. Not sure if I
Thank you very much. Thank
and you. The album is coming, the next album?
June, the big old Veronica apology record.
Right on, right on. Thank you so much. Thank you, Andrew. And now I want to welcome Miss Rayana J to the stage. Miss Rihanna J, originally from Richmond or Vallejo? You live in Vallejo now.
Yeah, I'm from Richmond. Live in Vallejo.
Go.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very excited to have you here. Rihanna put out an album last year called Sorry About Last Night, and amazing local hip hop, R&B, future R&B or something, alt R&B. I don't know. There's been so many genres thrown around when I've read about you, but. It's a concept album though, and tell me a little bit about the concept of Sorry About Last Night.
So when I was writing the songs, so I write all my songs from personal experiences with people, you know, in my actual life. And then I was starting to think, I think I've sent the text message like, "Yo, I'm so sorry about whatever I said last night. Like, I was so drunk. Please forgive me." I've sent that text message more than I've sent any other message. So Sorry About Last Night is pretty much just a bunch of, I guess, voicemails that I've sent people or text messages that I've sent people when I was kind of in a altered state.
And there's little interludes within the album that kind of guide it, and I really like that. There's a few of the tracks in the album who are produced by Mikos the God, who's a local producer, and you worked with him on a few of them, including Too Good, which you're going to play for us later. Talk a little bit about working with Mikos and his production to your music.
It's so crazy. While working on Sorry About Last Night, all the music that I made with Mikos was over email. We never sat down in person. We never, you know, formally met. So it was just really wild to me that somebody I had never, you know, seen face to face kind of understood where I was musically. The music that we made together just seemed really natural. And it's only recently that I've actually got to sit down with him and actually talk with him. So that's always been like super wild to me. Strictly right email.
That makes me think of AC Alone and RJD2's Magnificent City, and this was in the early aughts when that like concept of somebody that you like met on the internet, you know, a producer and a singer or a rapper connecting, and yeah, definitely makes me think of that. We've played a song by you on the podcast called Sleepy Brown that was also produced by Mikos, which, like, mental note for the audience, was probably my favorite Bay Area song of the year. That and Hand to God by Town the Get Down Stay Down. Those two were like, thought the two best songs to come out of the Bay.
Thank you. Yeah.
We play that on the podcast, but today you're gonna do Too Good, and you're gonna do it a cappella. Tell us about Too Good. I'll go sit back over there and let you get into it.
Okay, so Too Good is basically a song.
You don't say.
I'm trying to explain it in a really like PG-13 type of way.
I mean, we can put the explicit tab on the podcast. You know, okay. Don't worry about it. Don't hold back.
I don't know if anybody else in here has experienced this, but when you come across a person who kind of does a certain thing really, really well, hello, you kind of get attached to that person. And and it's a conversation that I've had with my girlfriends, like personally, where they'll say, oh my God, like you're not even my girlfriend. Like, why are you acting like this? It's like, you're making me act like this. It's really good to me. And I can't, it's too damn good. So that's what it's about.
I mean,
did that make sense? Like we got.
Damn, okay. I'm gonna go over there now and I'm gonna let you do your thing. Rayana J with Too Good, and then feel free to let us know about the, you know.
So we all know what acapella actually means, right? Acapella means in the manner of the chapel, meaning in the style of the church where there were no instruments. So I'm gonna need all of you to snap with me. So hold on. Can y'all do this? Okay. All right, okay. Look. Don't touch me like that. Get mad when I fall in love too fast, too bad. You did it. It's not your fault. We got caught, stop tripping. Uh-huh. And don't you call me crazy. Why ain't you call me lately? Say you know you my baby, and you know I'm your lady. You be having me late night chilling, sitting all alone by the phone, like daddy come home. Make me feel right when it's wrong, who you know? Gonna do me like you? Let me know. When you finna come through, you got that good, that want some, that need that. You know I want some, so let me know where you be at. I said, let me know where you be at. But see, I hate it that you're no good for me, good for me, good for me. But it's too damn good to me, good to me, good to me. See, I hate it that you're no good for me, good for me, good for me. Keep snapping. But it's too damn good to me. It's good to me, it's good to me. Look, can't hold me like this and get pissed when I'm caught up too quick. Ooh, shit. I'm sorry. Before you go, I really gotta know, what are we? No, I'm just joking, just kidding, just messing around. You got me open, no kidding, I'm stressing out. And it's all over you. You gone for too long, I be overdue, so give it to me my way, hop up on the highway, swerve, see you in a minute. Said I'm deep up in it, boy, you got a lot of nerve. We can talk about it when we finish. Oh, or maybe we can be about it, if you've been about it. Baby, come and see about it. No good for me, good for me, good for me. But it's too damn good to me, good to me, good to me. See, I hate it that you're no good for me, good for me, good for me. But it's too damn good to me. It's good to me. It's good to me.
Rayana J.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Yeah. And and the album is called Sorry About Last Night. Get it. It's good.
Really good.
you're biased. It's too damn good. Real talk, it's great. Pick it up. Okay, that was Rayana J. The song was Too Good. And last but not least, I'm super stoked. Diet Sig is here. Diet Sig to the stage, please. The last time I interviewed you guys was in the back of your van, and now you guys are sharing a chair. So
yeah. We keep it close.
Yeah. We like to be cozy.
Yes.
Cool. Dietzig from New York. You guys are only the second artist that, since I've been hosting the podcast, that we've had on here twice. So that means a lot to me personally. So thank you again.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're honored.
We met at South by Southwest last year, and you guys were, I always say, my spirit animals for the festival.
Oh,
and,
my God.
So Alex Luciano, Noah Bowman, Dietzig.
Hey.
Right from the get-go, you guys have a new album coming out on French Kiss.
Yes.
And it's called Swear I'm Good at This. Mm-hmm. I think good is a theme today. So tell us about the album.
Oh my God, we're so excited. We made an album.
Yeah, we've been touring on like 5 songs for 2 years, and it's the most difficult thing and the most awesome thing to do. But we needed a record, and it took us like too long to get to this point. Now we're finally here, and we're so stoked.
Yeah.
To just have it done.
We have more than 10 songs. We only had 7 songs before, and we'd show up for a gig, and they'd be like, you're playing for an hour, right? And I'm like, you booked the show. Like, you saw the Spotify. Like, I'm sure. Like, we have, like, 15 minutes. But so now we're like a real band now.
Yeah. But, no, the record is great. It's like, 30 minutes, I think. But there's, like, 12 songs on it. But it was a lot of fun to make, and we're excited.
We're so proud.
Yeah.
Well, I think you guys are fun to listen to because your songs are short, but they really, they have a lot of energy. And you might be, Alex, the most energetic person I've ever met in my entire life.
Oh, my God. Thanks. Maybe not today. I'm feeling a little Sunday morning tired today. Yeah. It's a long weekend.
Noise Pop. Noise Pop Festival. And so the EP was called Over Easy, and then the single was Harvard Sweater, and that was what we talked about last time when you were on the podcast. How does the new album build off of Over Easy? Because, I mean, like you said, it was 5 songs, and it was like a quick punch to the gut, and it was done, and now it's like, how does it build off of that thematically? Like, what's the difference?
I think going into this new record, like, I guess let's just say the first Over Easy, we had no plan to actually have that be a thing at all. We kind of were just like, oh, let's record these 5 songs and play a couple basement shows in New York, and like, you know, that's cool. But we didn't think that we'd be doing what we're doing now. And so going into this next record that we just finished, we kind of had more of an idea, had more intention. We've been playing with each other for so long with touring for the past 2 years, and like figured out like our style and what we like to do. And it's a lot more of us.
Yeah, I think we have a lot more confidence in this one. I think we were a little more ready to like explore more dynamics. Like, we have like some slow jams on the record. Whoa. Which is like was unheard for us before. And so we're really excited to kind of like stretch out a little bit. Like, we're like, we're musicians now. Like, when I go to the doctors, I write musician as occupation. That's crazy. That is the difference between that record and this record.
And so you guys recorded the album at Atomic Sound in Brooklyn, and also in New Paltz, where you guys are from, right?
Yes.
And that town is like the cutest little town. I see it, and it makes me think of the town that Don Draper goes back to when the he lives like north of New York City.
It's probably New Paltz.
Yeah, in Mad Men.
I think it was.
We were super stoked to get back there, though. It was kind of cool. Everything felt really full circle because we were in New Paltz, the same studio. On Halloween this year, we wrapped our tracking. And then Halloween 2 years ago, we had actually recorded Over Easy in the same place. So it was like kind of cool to go back and like do the same thing, but just like feel like we knew what we were doing.
Yeah.
It was really fun. And it was just exciting to just kind of feel in our element.
Awesome. Well, I know you guys will be at South by Southwest, and
yes,
a lot of us here will be too. The song you're going to play for us is Tummy Ache. It's the single from the album. And tell us about Tummy Ache, and then I'm going to step away and maybe keep my distance and let you fly on the stage or whatever it is you do.
Tummy Ache is a song, one of the first songs we wrote for this record, and it's kind of us unpacking the idea of like, not the idea, the reality of sexism, especially in the music industry, and kind of taking it and being like, kind of just like a shout to all of our femme and trans and like non-binary friends, anyone who's non-male, and just being like, listen, you're not alone. Like, it's fucking hard to do what we do, but you're doing it and it's amazing. And it's kind of me being like, telling that to myself maybe, and then hoping that it kind of reached out to everyone too. So that song is kind of like for all my non-male friends out there struggling in the music industry.
Awesome, and I think it's a really important message, and I think it really rings super true. I mean, we're in the Castro right now, basically. So we're in San Francisco in the Castro district, and like, I'm happy that this message is about to get knocked out of the park in the Castro. So
yeah, we are super stoked, and we're super proud to wrap up this awesome thing that's happened right now.
Yeah.
So, awesome. Thank you guys so much. I'm gonna get off the stage, and I'm gonna let Diet Sig play Tummy Ache.
Sweet.
What date is the album coming out?
April 7th.
April 7th on French Kiss Records.
So grab it.
Yes.
You guys still here?
We hope you enjoyed Noisemakers Live, and thanks for joining us on the Noise Pop Podcast. Our producer is Colin Peden. Live engineering on this episode was provided by Chris Carrington. Administrative support by Megan Mayer. And our executive producer is Dawson Ludwig. Many thanks again to Rihanna J, Andrew St. James, Diet Sig, and all other Noise Pop and Swedish American Hall staff who helped make this live event possible as part of Noise Pop Festival's 25th anniversary. And I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli. Cheers.
Join the Noise Pop Podcast and East Bay Express on Thursday, April 6th at Starline Social Club in Oakland for another live recording. Noise Pop and the East Bay Express are co-producing an evening of live podcasts and musical performances to celebrate the East Bay Express's annual music issue. Follow Noise Pop on social media and check out our website at noisepop.com for more details coming soon. We'll see you there.